$13.20 today. A little bit of economic news coming up later. But I said open phones in this fourth and final hour. 1-800-259-9231. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Also, I've been telling the story all day, but I'm going to show it later in the hour. I was at my parents' house. I'm mainly an internet person. There's not a lot of newspapers and magazines around the house anymore. I read them all online, but I was rummaging through their stuff. And it's just every magazine, every newspaper, it has Barack Obama saving the earth, saving the Bill of Rights, saving the Constitution. And South Park last week did a piece making fun of it. And they're not even exaggerating. I mean, it's people just saying, all my problems are solved. Barack Obama is God. In fact, I want to show one of these on the document cam now. We'll show more later. And I literally dug around for about 3 minutes. This is just everywhere. I'm sure you're seeing this. In fact, mail them in to me at the mailing address on the website, and I'll do a whole show in the future just showing all the magazine articles and editorials where he's God. If you look at this shot, It's on the document cam at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is out of Newsweek magazine. There he is putting the Constitution with all these little pieces of tape, and he's putting the last piece in dutifully. He's got his tape, and, oh, he's in the Oval Office, and day one, he's putting it back together. Folks, this guy wants compulsory national service, gun control, disarming you. That's ripping huge pieces out of the Constitution. I mean, how much of this do we have to put up with? How much crap do we have to put up with? Well, I'm going to be exposing Mr. Obama. Not that he runs anything, but as the front man, how much they can get through on their agenda. I mean, I would love to be able to like Barack Obama, but, you know, I'm sorry. I would have loved to have been able to like George Bush, but I'm about policies and what they actually do versus rhetoric. So there is your savior, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be going over that later in the hour. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Pull my call list up here. Let's talk to Brandon in New York. You're on the air, Brandon.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I have been listening to you for quite some time now, and I would also like to thank you for opening my mind, sir. People like you that are actually doing greatness for the people in the United States, unlike the scumbag elites that are trying to control us. I'm actually talking to you today because I'm up here in New York at what is dubbed by the common people as Mission Control. We're a hub that basically monitors the internet. And I found an article today that I think you would be really interested in. It's in the Los Angeles Times. And it's basically showing how there are different corporations such as AT&T, Comcast, Time Warner, Fairpoint. And what they're doing is they're actually putting a cap on the internet and how much information you can actually bring into and from your ISP provider.
Yeah, no, that's getting rid of net neutrality. They're also going to restrict the number of sites you can visit. And people are emailing me saying I'm conspiracy theorizing when it's admitted by them, and governments are saying they're encouraging ISPs and providers like Comcast and others and Time Warner to now shut people off. I mean, it's already happening.
It is. And there's Cyblock proxies. There's Cyvin proxies for reporting servers, log analyze servers. I mean, the general public should know. Anytime you're on the internet, all those things are being recorded. Don't think that your ISP provider isn't looking into all the information that you're looking up. And also don't think that by them not putting a cap on it, that, you know, if I sit here and listen to Mr. Alex Jones' show every day, that eats up 5 gigs of my internet cap. If they closed down my cap, does that mean I'm not going to get to listen to those shows? And if I have actually gone over that cap, it says right here in the report that the ISP will completely cut my connection off.
And let's be specific. You signed up and are paying for that, and then I'm paying to stream it to you. They're just hijacking the web, just like they're hijacking our entire banking system right now and literally feeding the treasury and all of our currency and our tax money directly into themselves. I mean, folks, they're going for broke. They're taking it all down right now. Stay there.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, and we were talking to one of the callers who was discussing the fact that his ISP is restricting the amount of downloads, amount of data he can take onto his computer. And again, these are pitiful amounts of bandwidth. His subscription way more than pays for it. But in most towns, even big cities, you'll have two or three providers you can go through for fast downloads, for fast connections. You can get your DSL, the phone company, your cable modem, maybe another choice. But it's really three or four companies all over North America, three or four in Europe, and they're all getting together and saying, we're not going to let you visit most websites. We're not going to let you download that much material. We're going to track what you do. Take Austin, Texas. When you type in a wrong website now, you don't get a computer error on your computer. You get a computer error on the Time Warner server. And they log everything you do. They track everything you do. The government's plugged right in. They watch it all. Your digital cable box watches everything you watch, creates a record of that for psychological makeup. And then they argue with you and say, we're not listening to any of your phone calls. And, of course, it turns out they're listening to everything. And it's criminal what they're doing. But they just don't care. Anything else, Brandon from New York?
I would just like these elite scumbags to know that there's a coalition of elite hackers out there in this world that aren't sensitized, that are about the freedom of information and everything that's going on in this world. We know all about your site proxy programs. We're just waiting to drop our viruses into your servers and destroy all that information right from the get-go so we can open the internet back up to where it should have been. Not paid for, free, by the people, for all the information and everybody to get, just like it was in the beginning. And now there's Silicon Valley insiders that are out there working for us and not against us.
Well, that's right. As the tyranny gets worse and worse, as the people find out what's really happened, I mean, did you hear the poor guy in the first hour? And I believe him. He's going to send it all to me. He wanted to get a clerical job at the FBI, and they said, okay, we're going to hire you. And then they came and said, oh, sorry, we did more research on you. You visit Alex Jones's website. And the guy's like, well, how do you know this? Well, it's just amazing. I had years ago a lawyer involved exposing a bunch of corruption in Arkansas dealing with Bill Clinton murders from way back then and then tied into Oklahoma City. And then when he was in a lawsuit with the feds, there were his emails to me like a decade ago in the file because it was all being grabbed. I mean, folks, explain to people, though, what they're setting up and what they're doing. See, that's why the web's slowing down. They're placing all their hubs, all their snoopers in front of it, so you've got to go through their switchers. You want to explain that to them?
Yeah. Basically what happened is when Microsoft took over a corporation, okay, they started designing computers so that you had access to the Internet through a phone line, okay? And that's how the Internet started out. Well, as everything came along and technology progressed, they started taking out these little things like your DOS running programs in your computer or your hyperlink terminals in your computer because phone lines were obsolete. And the reason that they were doing that was because they had no monitoring system through a phone line or a DSL. It was tracked just like back in the early 90s when people used to do things like phone phreaking and call for free long distance. And when the government figured out that we could still get our information and it couldn't be monitored, they automatically switched everything over into an ISP-protected network. And when that happened, they started raping you of your information from the get-go. And I would say that was probably somewhere in the midst of 97 until current.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, and they've got complete files on everybody. Now, don't let that intimidate you. They're the crooks. They're the dirty, peeping Toms. Watching what you do, looking at what you do, in your bank accounts, they're the bad guys. They are the criminals. It's just disgusting.
You know, I would just like to let the American public know one thing. These people on the Internet that get blasted as hackers that are, you know, you see them cracking IDS security database and other such things, the American people need to know that these people are fighting for you and your freedoms. We're not the scumbag elite. We're trying to keep the information highways free so that you people can get this information. See, the general code of hacker elites usually work as, we won't do anything unless there's a probable cause for it. Well, now the government's giving us a probable cause to defend ourselves.
Well, we wouldn't have the Internet today if it wasn't for the hackers defending it for the last 20 years. And we know a lot of the bad hacking that we've seen has led right back to the feds provocateuring it, or every time they want to restrict free speech or pass a hate law, we've caught them putting child porn out, putting Nazi stuff out, you know, going
back. Anything tied to the U.S. Department of Justice, Homeland Security, any sort of the military branches, Air Force, Navy, anything. That's right. And it's staged just as much as Barack Obama's staged. You know, Alex, I would like to make a statement here and say, if there was a messiah in our world, I would have to say it's you.
Nah.
Promoting everything that we need to know instead of the crap that's being filtered through TV that everybody eats up. It makes me absolutely disgusting to look at the TV and see the one. No person that's an elected official in the country of the United States should be promoted as Jesus Christ. And that scares me.
I hear you, my friend. Good to hear from you. Call back again, Brandon. I want to get to Scott, Arthur, Vicky, Aaron, because these calls are all so interesting, you want to hear the next one. And if you go too long, you don't get to hear the next one, but then you don't get to spend enough time with the last person. In fact, I had so many points I wanted to make, and then he said that thing about me, and it made me laugh, and I forgot him. The elites are ruthless. They're hurting us really, really bad right now, but they can't carry out their crimes and have a free internet. So that's why they're trying to shut it down right now, and they are. And that's why, folks, you should take the fact that you can see Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement online for free as something really valuable. You should take the fact that you can see Terror Storm or Loose Change Final Cut for free. They don't want that to happen for long. They've expunged it off of a lot of different servers and sites. And I'm so busy covering the news and things, I don't even really get into my films, but that's really a big part of the solution. And we may have to go back to, you know, hand-to-hand giving people videos and books and things, as our only means, because the establishment is moving in to try to block our free speech. But the point I wanted to make is we've caught the government many times doing the hacks, doing the malicious things, you know, hacking hospitals and saying, oh, the hacker tried to turn off the power at the hospital so the old people would die. Folks, 99% of the time, that's government. I mean, is there some mentally ill person out there that would try something like that? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But every time we track it back, it's the cops. I mean, I remember we're pulling into Denver. I'm talking to We Are Change, a 9/11 truth activist, and they said these guys were cops. They were pushing people. They were hitting people. They started to fight. And then we got there, and we witnessed people that were clearly cops stirring stuff up. And I went on air and said that witnesses saw Marines causing a riot one night, dressed up like anarchists, but getting out of white vans marked, you know, U.S. government. It's now in the Denver Post. We've got to make this a big story. That they just admit. The cops go, yeah, we had officers out there like, dressed up like protesters, and we had them attack police. I mean, let that sink in out there, folks. I'm not here bashing the police. I want the police on our side. I want them to say no to all this. But I happen to know the feds bombed the World Trade Center the first time. I mean, that's even publicly admitted. They cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators. You know, they found two nuts to do it, but it was their idea. They created it. They got the informants. They went out and organized and led the attack. So what am I supposed to do? Just ignore that? And the feds bombed Oklahoma City. I mean, they just outright bombed it themselves. BATF did. And then the feds did 9/11. And I mean, and it's in the Army field manuals. It's in two of them. One of them just got declassified. And every time I mention this, people don't believe me and then go pull it up themselves. And it talks about false flag torture, staging terror attacks. I mean, the Army field manual for captains and above tells them how to stage terror attacks. I mean, it's in the manual. I'm sick of it. I mean, do listeners think I'm having fun going up against these people? No, I'm not stupid. I mean, you think I like getting up here on air and that I enjoy standing up to these people? Believe me, folks, I'm a big fish. It's the only reason I'm not in prison or dead. And they may just say, you know, we don't care and kill me anyways, because they don't care now, folks. They're taking all the money out of the banks. They're stealing everything. They're restricting free speech. They got local cops in Minnesota and Denver ready to follow federal orders to go out and attack other cops to blame it on the American people. I mean, the system is broken. And it comes out in the newspaper and nobody gets in trouble. I'm going to skip this break because I'm so far behind. I want to continue with your phone calls. So here we go for folks on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
All right, I'm going to hurry through your calls because I want to get into a bunch of news and the Barack Obama worship that I've been witnessing.
Into this house we're born.
Let's go ahead and talk to Arthur in New Jersey. Arthur, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just want to... I do see a New World Order, but I do not see a Western-controlled New World Order. You know, if China and Japan dump their treasuries tomorrow, dollar would be completely worthless, and the U.S. would essentially go into bankruptcy. What I do see in the future is that you're going to have the U.S. go bankrupt, and you have them, these foreign countries that have holdings in U.S. treasuries, essentially it's going to be a bankruptcy liquidation. You're going to see U.S. corporations being sold out to these foreign countries.
Well, that's exactly That's exactly what the New World Order is.
Except, hang on, it's not the New World Order per se. Oswald Spengler wrote in Decline of the West, it's a great book, that their civilizations go in cycles, and that the Western civilization is currently in its winter, which means it's currently on its deathbed, essentially, and that it will not be able to survive. It's lost its culture, it's lost its ideal, essentially it's a form of second religiousness, which lost its original faith, the Western interpretation of Christianity, and essentially it's morally bankrupt. And Spengler compared the Western man, he compared it to the Faustian men from Goethe's Faust. Essentially what they're doing is they're selling out their soul for a few quick bucks, when in reality what's going to happen is the ramifications are just, the U.S. is going to essentially collapse, and it's not just the U.S., there are also other Western European countries too. And this includes Canada. Actually, you just saw Russia giving Iceland a bridge loan about a month ago. And you're also seeing Russia giving loans to Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba. And there's no turning back. If you look at
the map. Okay, well, let me just stop you right there. It's easy to sit here and say this is all just a cycle and there's not really a new world order. I'm going off all the governmental documents. They said they were going to engineer this economic collapse. They said that they were going to morally bankrupt us so we wouldn't stick together to make us more easily manageable slaves. This is being done by design. Here's Gordon Brown in the London Telegraph today. I'll put this up on the document cam, please. There's Gordon Brown right there. Gordon Brown calls for a new world order to beat recession. Again, the bankers engineer the crisis, and then they offer the solution, which is world government, run for and by the bankers. And so that's what they're setting up. It isn't like, it's my opinion, a long time beforehand, we laid out what's going on. So I appreciate your call, Arthur. Vicki in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard a big beep. I didn't know if I got cut off. Just to like make you feel better about it, years ago after 9/11, I started doing some research on the computer about why Islam and Christianity would want to kill each other, both monolithic, that, and I ran into the conspiracy theorists. North American, I wrote you off as nuts. And then I started looking at what's going on in the news. I'm like, it's all coming true. Now you got my attention. And I gave up on the political system years ago. I just never could put the pieces together. I figured I don't give a crap who he puts in that office. They do anything anyway. But I do have a few questions to make short. And number one, I am an evangelical Christian that knows the Word of God is the Bible. And not to criticize you, I'm trying to get some of the heat off you. There is a verse in Ephesians, don't go around like little sheep. It's in the Bible. Christians, let me check it out. It says, God's command, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. You are right, they are wrong. This is corrupt as hell. Number one, you are doing the right thing.
God's yeah, I forget wrong. That. What exact verse is that in Ephesians?
Ephesians, I'm sorry, I'm so upset right now because my head's about to explode. 5:11. Says God's command, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, instead expose them. God's law is love.
Absolutely. And if you love people,
it
you're going to...
Love protects the weaker. I don't give a damn who's doing it, your government or what. Love protects the weaker. Number two, they think they're going to get raptured out of here when the Antichrist comes. Wrong story, bad theology. The Bible, and I just want to get some heat off your back. You're going to be here. The Bible, God protects, God promises protection for his people from the plagues he will enforce. If you're not here, you don't need that protection. Baby, I hate to tell you people this. I don't want you with your pants down. If it comes down, your butts are going to be here. You might as well wake up and smell the coffee. God does not need to promise protection for people who are raptured out of here. Yes, there is a rapture, probably just before Christ comes. Bad theology again. And number two, that unilateral support for Israel. I hate to tell you, evangelical sis, God gave Israel no mandate to go kill innocent Arabs. He says a nation will be born in a day. He meant spiritually born. Israel will repent of Christ's coming. You are wrong. God does not approve of slaughtering and murdering innocent Arabs. He loves them too. So you might as well wake up and smell the coffee. You guys are wrong. This guy is right.
Hold on. I'm going to let you finish up on the PrisonPlanet.tv end of it. We're going to come back and talk to BL and others. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades.
Okay, we're back live. Thanks for joining us. I want to go over the Barack Obama coverage that we've been witnessing. First off, people keep saying everything has changed, everything is different, that we are all saved now because Barack Obama is here. They're saying that we can basically all go back to sleep now because he's been elected. And I just see this over and over and over and over again. And people are going to find out things are not different, other than we've got a new president who's a complete puppet for the very same financial interest. Who he's appointing in his cabinet, his chief of staff, his policies. He was the guy that supported the banker empowerment, banker takeover bill, not one red cent given to the economy, all of it. The banks bragged for bonuses and to buy up other financial institutions and elements of the real economy, which they're now doing. But I was at my parents' house last night eating dinner, and back on the back porch they have a cockatoo. And back there, that's where they put their magazines and newspapers for recycling, and some of it's used for birdcage liners. So I've made the point that, you know, literally this is only good for birdcage liner, and that's what it was intended for. Take this Newsweek here, and I only dug around for about 3 minutes. Then I went to work last night to the radio station, and there were magazines and newspapers laying around. And I saw the same thing. And so I know you're seeing it out there yourself. President Barack Obama, this is out of Newsweek magazine right here, and I'm going to show this to people on PrisonPlanet.tv on the document cam. And in here, they show him as the savior of the Bill of Rights, the savior of the Constitution. This is the Constitution, we the people, and he's sitting at the Oval Office. I'll put that on screen for people. He is sitting in the Oval Office, lovingly trying to fix it. He's got his little roll of tape there, and he's putting the last piece of the Bill of Rights that's been torn in pieces back together again. So he's the good guy, and right next to it is the evil Dick Cheney and George Bush. They're playing their part. You know, they're being bad. It says, golly, Dick, as our time in office comes to a close, I reflect on all we both have accomplished. And then Cheney says we didn't get impeached. But that's an interesting point. If we got so much change, then crime should be punished. You know, Bill Clinton was protected by George Bush Sr. George Bush Jr., whenever he got into office, blocked Congressman Dan Burton's committee from going after him for Partingate of convicted cocaine dealers and others and Chinese generals paying people off in the Commerce Department. But here is this image, Barack Obama lovingly is putting the Constitution back together again. Barack Obama is saying he's going to have youth brigades, a million-man spy force, that they're going to spy more on the American people. He voted for warrantless wiretapping and did not have a Fourth or Fifth Amendment in the U.S., basically. He is saying that we're going to have more wars. The list goes on and on. He's for the phony drug war. You don't hear him saying reform drug laws. Nothing. He's appointing a who's who of Wall Street that have already looted us. He's promising more looting, but they don't care. The simple-minded public can get Newsweek and can pull it open and go, oh, gee, he's putting the Constitution back together. Now, actually, in by their dinner table, I read this first and thought, what propaganda? So then I'm walking by the newspaper, and I see a whole page of these in the Sunday's Insight area. A whole page of how, you know, the same thing. He's fixing the Constitution. He's fixing the Bill of Rights. He's fixing America. Folks, if you have these, scan these in and email them to Aaron@Infowars.com because I want to come on the show tomorrow. I'm tempted to go to, like, Barnes & Noble or something to a newsstand and just buy, like, 20 magazines and just show this unified propaganda. But here is the here's the Austin American Statesman. It's got people crying and worshiping him and everything saved. And they have this editorial cartoon, White House Attic. Hey, cool old stuff. And what's the cool old stuff? Government of the people, by the people, for the people. And he's lovingly looking at it. He loves freedom. He loves America. He's going to fix all that. He's not saying a word about it. He's moving ahead with all these police state measures. He's supporting everything, but there's the shot for you watching on the internet. Ben Sargent. I put a Ben Sargent cartoon in my book, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny, where it's Ashcroft arresting Uncle Sam, and he has a Bill of Rights, and he says, oh, carrying one of those terrorist manuals, are you? See, that was an accurate Because in reality, Ben Sargent lives in town. And I was told by one of his friends, oh, yeah, he got that idea from your show. Because I was joking around about terrorist manuals with the pocket constitution. That's actually in my film, Road to Tyranny. Where, you know, they were listing people that have pocket constitutions as terrorists. So Ben Sargent, local cartoonist, he did that. Well, see, oh, now Ben Sargent does one that's deceptive. Hey, cool old stuff in the White House attic. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. Why? Because the people can be suckered and he can give a better speech and he can con the public. And then it just goes on and on with similar editorials. And so email them to aaron@infowars.com. The next few days we'll show you a whole bunch more of them. And then there's just lots of coverage like this. Fun, 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 post-election cuddling begins on page 24. And they've got similar things in here and articles with people crying. You know, it's just everything is solved. Everything is fine. And you find these clips all over YouTube from mainstream television with people saying, I never have to worry about my bills again. I have to worry about health care again. I'm saved. You know, my future is great. And optimism is great if it's based on some type of real reform that quantitatively, historically, will actually help the people. But it's not when it's based on fraud, and you know the agenda is continuing, run by the same corporate elites, openly setting up a new world order, and they have no intention of changing. They're just continuing, but because the person has different rhetoric, everything's okay. Here's another one. Austin American Statesman Monday. Now understand, this is 3 minutes digging around in some newspapers. Because I thought, man, it's in this magazine. Wait, it's in that magazine. Everything I was opening had it. National, local, didn't matter. I opened up a Time magazine. My mom said, don't take that with you. I haven't read it yet. And it had him in there with him fixing the Bill of Rights. Here it is. Passing the torch. This is the sign Wilkinson, Philadelphia Daily News. Passing the torch. And it's the Torch of Liberty. It's just gone out, and Obama is reaching for it, and it says jumbo matches in his hand. There you go for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I actually have some more here, but look, jumbo matches, and just every magazine, every newspaper, the same thing. He's going to reignite liberty. He's going to fix the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But he's saying nothing about it, and everything he's doing is promising more attacks on individual liberty, the Second Amendment, right to defend yourself, victim disarmament, warrantless wiretapping, more wars, domestic spy forces as strong as the U.S. military. In fact, when he first said this about 6-7 months ago and the Chicago Tribune reported on it, people didn't believe it and they denied it. John, pull that audio clip up about a domestic spy force as strong as the military. Jumbo matches. Put it back up there. He's going to fix it. Everything is solved. Everything is fine. Again, I'm going to go ahead and stop going through these. There are even more. And I am going to make a documentary on Barack Obama. I've decided it. In fact, I'm just going to say now, I'm still going up to Dallas for the anniversary of JFK. I'm making that film with a bunch of people in it, but that is going to be going on the shelf. So is my film on the overall eugenics plan. That's going to be the masterpiece. I'm just going to put out a quick film on Obama because we need something to go viral and go viral now. So send me all your videos of Obama, all your research. We want it all. Send it to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100. Austin, Texas, 78704. And then there's all these type of headlines. I just knocked my stack off here. About Obama to change world, Obama to save world. On and on and on and on and on. Now, I want to go to your phone calls. I want to go to your phone calls, but there's a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet, so let me hurriedly go over this. Northcom, to participate in Exercise Vigilant Shield 09, and they're going to do a coordinated practice takeover of the local constabulary in multiple states for three simultaneous nukes going off in the United States, November 12th through the 18th. Always got to look at those because they use that as a pretext to carry out real attacks as an overall cover. On the Barack Obama issue, this is the one I was looking for. Barack Obama vows to change the world. Look, he's the one. He's going to change it all. They're saying bin Laden is going to attack. It's not to test him. The CIA may stage another terror attack, or Israel might, or somebody else, to then embolden him and see, we got to get behind him. Now he's got to have another war. He didn't want to, but he has to because the terrorist hit us again. But let me get into this one. Mainstream news is reporting, the George Washington Blogspot has done a boil down of this about we must push for a prosecution of Bush and Cheney. That is certainly important. We need to do that. I have a couple other stories here, but I've got so many. I need to be careful about how many I cover because I won't have time to cover them all. There was another one here out of AFP. Where the New York Times is reporting that the U.S. ran secret terror attacks inside Iran trying to topple the government. I've been telling you that for 5 years, and the White House admitted it over a year ago. Now the New York Times is breaking it. They'll probably get a Pulitzer Prize or something. Before we do that, before we go back to your phone calls, this is what happens when I go on the air when I got a cold, folks. I'm kind of out of it a little bit today. Before I go to BL in Texas and others that are holding, there's a couple sponsors I want to tell you about that make this broadcast possible. One of them is Ecola Blue, the great atmospheric water generator that I use here in my office. And I just ordered another one for my home. Same thing Willie Nelson basically pushes. And it's got five filters in it. It grabs the water out of the air and then runs through the five filters. Find out more at ecoloblue.com. You really want to check this out, ecoloblue.com or 1-866-585-4044. There's big banners at the top of infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. And I really think you should check it out. Again, ecoloblue.com or 866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044. ecoloblue.com. Atmospheric water generator for your home. You really can't beat it. Another one of our fine sponsors is New Vitality. Their website is newvitality.com. I have a banner up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com for those folks. And they've got hundreds of just mainline high-quality herbs and vitamins and minerals that have been well-documented to have nutritive and health effects. You can go to NewVitality.com or call 800-569-4056 and ask them for a catalog or brochure. 1-800-569-4056. Some of their products are Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, really good at flushing out and detoxifying, or Super Beta Prostate for men above 45. Excellent. Super Beta Prostate, 1-800-569-4056. I certainly hope that you will check that out. I certainly hope that you will give them a call. And that you will find out about the line of great products that they have at newvitality.com. We're going to come back with the final segment, and I'm going to dig around here because I had several stories I wanted to cover, and I'm not finding them here, so I'll use this break to find those, and I'll take a few final calls. But the key to all this is just the lawlessness of the Denver police admitting that they attacked their own police, to blame it on the citizenry to give a bad name to protesting. Because the agenda is to ban protesting. Because the government wants to do really bad things to us and knows that we're going to revolt against it. They don't want the image of the people not going along with it on TV. Well, the same thing goes with the New York Times admitting that the U.S. government staged all these terror attacks inside Iran for the last 5 years, trying to get Iran to attack us back. I mean, that's a criminal government, folks. We've got a really evil government. And it's not our government. It's just a private corporate management group that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants. So I'm going to dig that out during the break and go over it. And I'm starting to get desensitized to all these world leaders calling for world government, and then our media never says, oh, Alex Jones was right.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. All right, it's the final segment. I'm tempted to go into overdrive so I can talk to Chloe and Michelle and Chris and Aaron, BL, BL's next. And I meant to get into this. I mentioned this on the Sunday show, and I never even got to it today. It's actually a CBC documentary, The Disappearing Mail, and it admits that just the chemicals in plastic are deforming and sterilizing men, but they don't tell you that was all done by design. And you notice the EPA is not saying get rid of it. The FDA is not saying get rid of it. This is all by design. And that's the thing. Cops and military and FBI, those that think you're part of the system, you're not. You're being hurt, too. And it's all by design. And I'm sorry if you can't grow up and realize that. But, you know, this is real. This is real. BL in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks to the efforts of Attorney Berg, Dr. Corsi, your organization, Matt Bruce in Florida, so many others, it's coming out and getting some traction in the media that we seem to have elected a illegal alien as president. And that brings up some serious constitutional issues here. And assuming that it gets some traction with the Supremes, I'm just wondering where we go from there. Does that leave us with Bush? Do we have the election over again? That's a crisis.
No, you'd end up with Biden. And, yeah, then they would have some type of special election probably. But I mean, if it came out now before the Electoral College, that's why they have that, is so that the states, people say, well, that bypasses popular vote. No, it's your state legislature, which you also elected as another check and balance. Then the Electoral College would not elect Obama and would put McCain in. The problem is, of course, then the New World Order would still win because he's total globalist.
It's a mess.
But I mean, by getting traction, it is in the news that it isn't just the issue of that his mother didn't live here long enough and did have him out of the country and that they falsified the birth certificate and won't show the original. It's also the issue of his real name being something else, and now even who his dad is being in question. But that's why the elite chose him. It's because there's so much dirt on Barkey.
Barry Sodaro.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Fort Worth on Friday at one of the big ammunition discounters, and I could hardly get anything. Less than 24 hours before, they had gotten $1 million shipment of ammunition, and you couldn't get any. You couldn't get shotgun shells. Yeah, you couldn't get most handgun ammunition, a lot of rifle ammunition. I mean, you can't get it, Alex.
Well, I mean, I had a whole article here today that I never got to. I was kicking myself during the break looking at all this, where it was a mainstream news article listing all the gun control. And by the way, the article's for it, how great it is. And, I mean, he's coming after everything. So, I mean, I guess in a way it's change. Because, like I said, every president we get is just going to get worse, regardless of what color they are or what party, because the agenda is just building, BL.
Change only a globalist could love.
Well, I mean, did you ever, I mean, we're living to see them call for world government, and Limbaugh isn't talking about it.
I guess they've printed enough money to buy everybody off.
Yeah, and then they're going to leave us holding the bag with the debt for the money they issued to buy everybody off.
It's the old Chinese curse, Alex. May you live in interesting times.
Well, we do, buddy. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, all records were broken in the last week for gun sales. Ammo sales. You can go pull that up. It's everywhere. Just every state level, federal record, just gun good. I love it. More weapons, more firearms. Because it's a symbol that we're not gelded. We don't want to go to that, but it's that great final thing when, you know what? Everybody will know the time, but if they bring tyranny far enough, then you know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. 1776. Rebroadcast starts right now at Infowars.com and on AM and FMs across the country throughout the evening. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.